Religions, another perspective, false history, reality, and egregores. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. Much has been said about religions by my predecessors, always in the context of how they were created and what for, mostly as control mechanisms for the people, mass control and population control. My predecessors have explained how they were imposed onto the general population as if they were a reality, as if they were based on hard facts. They explained how the Bible was written, why and by whom, also based on the personal experiences of the Roman emperors Vespasian and his psychotic son Titus. The timing of historic events is proven wrong, suggesting the Bible was written in the 13th century. Additionally, the New Testament was written before the Old Testament, which is scientifically bizarre. Our latest data, as well as the ones of other people, strongly suggests that all human history has been heavily manipulated to the point where almost nothing that is in the history books is fact. Even though history may be written in elegant, expensive books made of the best paper available, with excellent pictures, photographs, or contemporary paintings, and with an elegantly added gold lining and a hardcover, the content has been heavily manipulated, and the context of the expensive book, who wrote it and who made it, is more inclined to be something that gaslights the reader into believing dubious facts, just because they come from an authority that is, at large, socially accepted. Even though they may contradict what the reader may know by other means, or by empirical experience, for example, and whenever possible. Anyhow, what is clear is that all socially accepted large religions were created by society's masters on earth, with the sole purpose of controlling the behavior of the masses, and each one of them was carefully engineered to fit into the context, former belief systems and traditions of the culture each religion was to be assigned to. Those who imposed new religions used fear as the primary driving mechanism to steer the behavior of the population in their favor. They forced extreme duality concepts that required the population to conform to their rules and laws. For example, they would be punished in the most conceivably horrible ways if they behaved badly, while they would be rewarded and well-treated if they acted like obedient, humble servants of their overlords. We all know the old phrase that states that history was written by the victors, and this is the case exactly. Furthermore, it looks like this is a lot worse than what was previously believed before, as now there is each time more evidence surfacing all over the web, and off-planet as well, that in fact all history was fabricated, and the real past of humanity looked nothing like, and had nothing to do with what they are telling the people. Adding to this, my stellar information now makes more sense as the timing that was once considered wrongly taken, or calculated, starts to look more accurate. Isolated events in history may have been real, but how and why they took place have been altered to fit into the context of an overall fabricated and false history, and this is the case, especially with the timing of each event. Also, studying the symbology around each historic figure, we can now see that at least many of the most important ones have been fabricated, and never existed in reality. And this is the case with nearly all the most important people in history, that were later, and still are, used as examples to be followed by the masses. This is quite logical to observe because when a real overlord wants to brainwash the population, it is easy to impose a false historic figure, with its false actions and events, to fit into the new narrative, or to force justify why a previously known historical event or context developed into the present outcome, which is clearly in favor of the present overlord in power. Knowledge is power, and history at large is knowledge as well, where no present-day overlord wants people to know where they really come from and what they had before. And the best example for this is that today the Cabal doesn't want people to know they had free energy in their recent and far past, because they would want it today as well. And free energy means freedom for the people, therefore less power for the overlords. Therefore, manipulating people's perceptions and knowledge of their past is an essential requirement for effective population control. A new reality for the people. A new matrix cannot be created when the last one is still being remembered by the people, and this is the kind of exploitation that can only take place within an existential realm where people cannot remember their past lives, where there is a veil of forgetfulness. Having understood all this, fabricating religions for population control makes a lot of sense, as with them the overlords can manipulate people exploiting one of their deepest, if not their deepest essence, which is their need to expand and to have a connection with Source, as the souls they are. Therefore, when real-life events take place in a recorded progression, a new paradigm with its historical context and its religion that goes accordingly must be created to effectively control the population, and this must be done in such a way that the lifespan of the individuals living in it, and what they remember, does not contradict the new narrative, having to erase the recent past as well. And the few older individuals who do remember how things were before, can easily be socially repressed into submission, and into accepting new narratives, or can be simply gaslighted into believing what they know is not the truth. Religions are there to control how people will relate to their inner knowing, that there is a lot more to existence than just what is in the material world, encasing their minds and souls into a carefully engineered set of rules that will always be in favor of the overlord who has imposed them. Believing in Source is not a religion, as Source is only the base concept of a greater oneness, which is the inclusion of literally everything, including established religions. Source is not a control mechanism as religions are. The concept of Source is keen to total freedom to decide what you want to believe in, based on what suits you best. So, according to each person's level of understanding and spiritual evolution, on their personal consciousness and awareness, they will believe whatever they are a frequency match to. In my opinion, people who believe in a religion are on the right path, although they did fall into another trap of the matrix. I do not bash them, as they are doing their best to connect to Source based on what they had at their disposal, based on the knowledge and context in their lives and on their personal state of spiritual evolution. They know well inside them that they are spirit, and that they are not only the result of chemical and electrical interactions inside their meatbag physical body, as modern science on Earth imposes so energetically. Their God and its multiple avatars are the representation of Source for them, and ultimately speaking, as Source includes everything, their gods are also Source. They are simply at a stage of spiritual evolution where they still need an intermediary to relate to Source, as their physical bodies keep them in the illusion that they are something other than the very Source they are trying to connect with, in the first place. This gives a direct and strong correct meaning to the phrase, God is within. Reality as such cannot be the ultimate truth, as it will always be relative to something else, relative to the context of each soul, of the consciousness awareness that is experiencing it. As explained in my videos about the astral, thoughts and imagination breed reality, and rapidly. Those who strongly believe in established religions and their various forms consider them to be reality. Their unquestionable reality, they must live by. And with their strong faith added up with the one coming from like-minded people, those religious avatars do become egregores who are perfectly real, but only for them and their group. Although those egregores are real and tangible for them, They are not for other people who also have strong belief systems who collapse those egregores. They do not work on them. As the concepts which define reality for those groups of religious people are being engineered and controlled by the overlords of the matrix on Earth, you can see here how an existential realm can be created using only perception and mind control. If it serves them for their spiritual evolution, then if they are beneficial for them, but what they cannot do is use religion as an excuse to invade and destroy other people's lives. No other excuse for war has been used more often than religion, but excuses they always are and were, because the controllers of Earth only breed war for the benefits they will reap from war itself. All this even though the very religions they are using as excuses for war, condemn war itself, as an interesting paradox. But isolatedly speaking, religious people are on the correct path. Although they are in a spiritually controlled box, they hardly can escape, and this is said from other points of view, of course. Expand your consciousness awareness, wise people out there. Take care and I hope to see you here next time. Please like and subscribe for more, if you consider this content to be of value. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.